Good day. I'm John Sleggers. Strong winds fanned several fires across Plymouth County and northwest Iowa Friday. Lamar's Fire Rescue fought three fires yesterday afternoon and into the evening. The first call went out at 1:40 p.m. to a field fire at 11316 Highway 75. The wind was in excess of 40 miles an hour when the fire occurred. Lamar's Fire Rescue called Morris and Orange City Fire Departments for assistance. On arrival, firefighters found a burn pile in the southeast corner of the property that had rekindled and spread into a nearby field. Firefighters used three grass rigs and three tankers to control the blaze. The fire was put out in about 40 minutes. While the first one was finishing, Lamar's Fire Rescue was called to 14618 Juniper Avenue for hay bales on fire, and the fire spread through a field very rapidly. Lamar's and Morris Fire Departments responded immediately. While en route, the Ironton Fire Department was called to assist. On arrival, several hay bales were burning and a field was on fire, spreading to the southeast. Firefighters put out a small hog confinement building that had caught fire next to the hay bales that were burning. A house was also saved by actions of firefighters on 150th Street, directly southeast of the original fire. The fire did jump 150th Street and into the field next door. Sioux Center and Merrill Fire Departments were called to assist. Contact was also made with several farmers to bring tractors and discs to the fire. The fire burnt southeast across the mile section and jumped across the road to Kestrel Avenue. At the same time, the winds were now gusting to 50 miles an hour. Due to the efforts of firefighters and eventually 16 tractors and discs and an excavator that showed up, the fire was controlled and stopped. Several buildings and houses were saved. Over 25,000 gallons of water was used to fight the blaze. The cause of this fire was a burn pile of trees that rekindled and spread to a ditch and then jumped Juniper Avenue and ignited hay bales in a field. Firefighters were on the scene for over 5 hours. There were no injuries. Fire crews from Akron and Kingsley were also called to a couple of fires, as was the Remsen fire crew. Several fires were also reported in Sioux and Woodbury counties. Lamar's Fire Rescue reminds everyone that even if you're not burning on a very windy day, if you have burned any piles, garbage pits, etc., you need to check for rekindles. Even though you think a fire is out or it has been a long time since you've burned, the material in the bottom or underneath can flare up with the high winds. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds Friday signed a bill which removes transgender persons from the Iowa Civil Rights Code. The governor said the bill safeguards the rights of women and girls. Iowa District 3 Representative Tom Jennery of Lamar says Republicans voted to reverse a move by Democrat lawmakers when they had majorities in the state house.
Basically, what we did was remove gender identity from as a protected status from the Iowa Civil Rights Code. That was put in 2007 when the Democratic Party had the trifecta.
The courts would rule against previous laws passed by the legislature.
The courts have used that to negate what we have passed in the previous years of, you know, men can't play women's sports, men can't use women's facilities and that type of thing. The courts have said, well, they're a protected status, so we can't do anything about that.
Governor Reynolds said the bill strengthens protections for women and girls, and she believes signing it is the right thing to do. There were 3 days of protests this week at the state capitol in Des Moines by many opposed to the bill. This week, Dort University announced the formation of partnerships with two other schools for postgraduate education. One is a partnership with Sterling College in Kansas. This partnership offers students studying psychology at Sterling an opportunity to accelerate their graduate studies in social work through Dort's Master in Social Work program. The other is with Mid-Atlantic Christian University of North Carolina. This partnership helps MACU students fast-track a Master of Social Work degree. MACU students who are now earning a Bachelor of Science degree in Counseling and Psychology may be eligible for credit at Dort toward an MSW. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.